From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. Lancaster County, Pennsylvania has always been synonymous with the Amish, a religious community that lives simply and avoids technology.
When you drive on those back roads, they can be a little windy. You're coming up over little crests of farmland. And then you come across, you know, a crew of Amish men in suspenders and straw hats working some sort of old-timey looking threshing machine. They're working, you know, very physically in the fields, and then a family will pass by in a horse and buggy. It does almost feel like you've stepped back at least a century in time.
But WITF reporter Rachel McDevitt says some of the families that have farmed there for generations are having a change of heart. Why are some of the Amish leaving Lancaster? And how could leaving their home help preserve their culture? Today on The Why, leaving Amish country. You say it's the largest settlement in the United States. About how many Amish live in Lancaster County?
It's over 39,000 Amish people live in Lancaster County. It's about 10% of the overall population.
Oh, wow. That is a lot. And how long have they been in Lancaster?
They've been in Lancaster since the 1700s. I want to say the 1740s. Researchers are noticing a small uptick lately of Amish leaving Lancaster County. And that is notable because historically, Amish in Lancaster County have been sort of, I don't want to say reluctant to leave, but they're more apt to stay in their home in Lancaster County because they have such a strong connection there. There's such a strong community there, and a lot of people don't want to leave their families. Researchers at the Young Center that studies Amish people and populations, they said they noticed about 20 households left the county last year, which, you know, might be like under 100 people. When you're talking about a population of 39,000, that's not like a huge number, but it's enough to notice since it has been rare historically for people to leave the Lancaster County settlement.
So, Rachel, why are the Amish leaving Lancaster County?
Generally, I would say probably the biggest reason is finances, because land is more expensive, homes are more expensive. If they want to farm and they haven't been able to inherit a farm or had a family member buy them a farm, they have to look somewhere else. They have to look for more affordable farmland outside of Lancaster County. Well, I spoke to one banker, and he said over the past 30 years, he's watched the price of farmland go from about $8,000 an acre to $20,000 an acre. And he credited that to the Amish and Mennonite communities because they have such a strong desire to farm and they've been successful in the past. So it's very fertile farmland. It's valuable farmland. You know, the rules of supply and demand, there's just not enough for everybody to own a farm. It's not going to development in general. The land is being kept as farmland, but maybe just isn't available to a young Amish family that would like to farm that land.
So, Rachel, as new people are moving in, are there any kinds of conflict between Amish and non-Amish people?
Sure. I mean, Amish people come with a certain set of things that people that are not in the Amish community might think of as being a little rustic, I suppose, or strange. Strasburg Township in Lancaster County, they voted last year, the Board of Supervisors voted to allow up to 2 horses on a half-acre plot of land so that Amish could keep their mode of transportation on their property. The township supervisor I spoke with said they're having to balance that with a number of things, and they're trying to respect both cultures and keep all their residents happy.
So for the Amish who do leave, where are they going?
In Pennsylvania, they can join a number of settlements. There are settlements across most of the state. But one of the newest settlements is actually in Glen Rock, York County. It's still a rural area, but it's not too far away that Amish people can't go back and see their families.
They want to be far enough away that it's affordable, but close enough to home that they're not hours and hours away.
That's where one Amish realtor who I spoke with, Chet Lapp, he envisions more of those types of settlements that are just far enough away to be affordable, but not too far away that you can't go home and see your family.
So in other words, he's offering this alternative settlement. Why does he say that that's important?
From 1975, 80% of Amish households in Lancaster County were on a farm or working directly in the ag-related business. At least 80%. 40 years later, it's down to definitely under 20%. Less than two generations, boom, boom.
He sees, you know, moving into English neighborhoods and working in businesses that maybe cater to English, an English person, as they call them, a non-Amish person, or like working in the tourism sector where you're working with non-Amish people all the time, or you're seeing them on construction crews. He's seeing that influence come back into Amish homes. And he's worried that that's going to threaten their overall culture, faith, way of life.
Working on actual construction crews, well, you get out. You see a lot more things. That influence comes back into the home, period. You can't change that. What I'm talking about is the culture is evolving.
So he wants to see some space between that. So he thinks the best way for that to happen is for the family to go back to the farm. You work together. You keep that faith intact. So where you do that, I don't think is that important to him. But he thinks the best way to convince people to move is to show them that, you know, you don't have to leave behind everything, but you can move just far enough away that you can find a nice space of your own to farm and still see mom and dad, maybe on the weekends.
The millennial crowd, the Amish millennial crowd, they're realizing very quickly that if they want to maintain the values that their grandparents value, they really have one option, that is to move.
So you said that people would go into other English careers like construction and things like that. Is that because they can't find an affordable way to farm?
Some of them go into construction or into businesses or trades, probably because it seems like a better opportunity at the time. And for somebody who's 18, who wants to start a career, maybe they're a little tired of working on the farm, so they might be looking for something a little different. And then, you know, maybe they get married, they have a family. Oh, now I want to get back into farming, and I can't afford to because I might be making good money for what I'm doing, but it's not enough to buy a $1 million farm in Lancaster County.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking to WITF reporter Rachel McDevitt about the Amish being priced out of farms in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Rachel, could there ever be a time when Amish could be squeezed out of Lancaster County?
It's hard to imagine a time when there would be no Amish in Lancaster County. Since there are Amish now with a very strong foothold and they do have farms that are successful or profitable, even though it might be getting harder to farm, they do have the land and they can pass that down through the generations. I spoke to one farmer.
The reason young people move away from Lancaster County, because they have a better chance to buy farms, homes for their children, and they have a better opportunity to have the Daniel Boone spirit of being a little bit more adventuresome.
He has a pretty large farm that he's since passed on to his son. He wanted to remain anonymous because most Amish don't allow themselves to be recorded.
Just say Laycock Township Amishman.
So he was fearful of some backlash in his community. But he said, you know, he's had family members move. He understands why young people might want to move, but he's never even considered leaving. He's just really tied to the land.
I stay here because my ancestors came here in 1810, and our roots are here. Our ancestors are buried here. We do this to preserve our heritage and for our children and our grandchildren.
And scholars, researchers who study the Amish, they also see a very strong tie to the area. Steve Nolt is a senior scholar at the Young Center at Elizabethtown College. He said that even though the pace of some families moving out might be ticking up, Amish are more reluctant to leave this area because of the strong ties.
And this is something even that Amish folks from the Midwest comment on, that there seems to be just a stronger attraction or pull in the Lancaster settlement of people staying here, of preferring to take on non-farm jobs and remain here rather than move elsewhere.
There's a little piece of irony in all of this, is that you talked about how the Amish have improved Lancaster County so much as an attractive place to farm because of its farming practices and making the soil so fertile. But by doing that, it's almost like they've improved it to the extent that a family can't afford to live there anymore. Could you call what's happening a form of Amish gentrification?
You know, as I've told other people about this story, they bring up that same point. They're like, oh, the Amish are also a victim of gentrification. Or maybe you could call it being a victim of your own success. It's already starting to look different just in the few years that I've lived around here. There's a lot of development around the city of Lancaster. So as that spreads out, that might squeeze some families a little bit more. But I think that there will be a core group of Amish, I think, that will always live in the county. And the county, I think, sees them as valuable. You know, they are sort of a tourism draw. Everybody sort of praises the work ethic of people in the Plain community. I think they want them to be a part of the community. So, you know, people in power in local governments might just have to think a little harder about how to accommodate them or make it still be a welcoming place for Amish in the future.
Well, we'll be really curious to watch how this all plays out in the future. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on today.
Of course.
Rachel McDevitt is a reporter for WITF in Harrisburg. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, and Xavier Lopez, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.